now you have a choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, 1234. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And good afternoon, I'm Diane Ducey.
Boy, Thanksgiving is so close, I can smell the turkey.
Right.
I cannot wait.
Me
it's
too.
So exciting that it's almost here, also kind of scary that it's almost here. But here to connect with us and offer up some healthy cooking ideas,
okay.
Some tips for eating light, and even some ideas to, you know, lighten up some Thanksgiving favorites is Mary Knight. And Mary is with the Mettler Center.
Hello.
How are you, Mary?
Good.
Mary's with the university. You're the university coordinator, Mettler University coordinator. You're also certified in healthy cooking techniques.
I am.
And you also do the cooking school at the Mettler Center.
I do. We have cooking classes at the Mettler Center. I think Diane's even taken a few.
Yeah, that's
haven't
how
you?
We met.
That's how
I mean,
we
that's
met.
Really how you got out
Gosh,
of the gate.
Gosh, like maybe
like
7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also do our kids' cooking classes, which are extremely popular. So
where the kids learn how to cook?
The kids learn how to cook. We get them young, you know?
I tell you what, I should take that class.
I think you should.
Do you allow adults? Because I'm really at the kid level.
I tell all my adult members that they need to come in. They're all big kids.
My husband had an event last night. He always cooks for us, George. And so I found myself at CVS looking at the, what can I pop in a microwave thing?
Oh, dear, Mary Lynn, we need to get you in.
If it weren't for him. I mean, grilled cheese and soup
George.
Every night. I know. I eat well because of him. All right, well, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
So what we
You're
wanted
welcome.
To do to some healthy ideas for the holidays. So why don't we start with some tips for eating healthy so we don't gain weight.
Tips for eating healthy, you have to be realistic. You're not going to want to try to lose pounds over the holidays. That's just silly. So instead, you just want to maintain your weight. You know, keep up your exercising. You know, if you only have 15 minutes a day, go outside and take a brisk walk around the block or something like that, you know. But really, plan time for some exercise because the holidays are stressful as it is. And that's a good way to relieve that stress and so on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just a 10 or 15 minute brisk walk.
Okay.
One of the biggest things that really gets me is that, you know, people, they're going to go to this party. So they decide they're not going to eat all day because then, you know, they'll save room for the party in the evening.
Uh-huh.
That is so silly because what you do is you put yourself into this starvation
mm-hmm.
mode. And when you get to the party, you know, there's all this food, and so you're going to stuff yourself. So you don't want to skip meals.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So on Thanksgiving Day, what I suggest to people is when you get up, have a light breakfast, but at least have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Hard-boiled egg, get some protein in there so you won't be quite as hungry later on, you know, depending on what time you have your meal. Rye toast, whole wheat toast, yogurt, something like that. But don't skip a meal.
I noticed this, and me and my bathroom stuff. I always talk about bathrooms, but we travel to go see family. And I've noticed if I don't have breakfast, if I don't have something
Absolutely.
On the way, I've got to go to the bathroom all the time. I'm like, well, George, we need to pull off. And we get back in and we get going. Oops, George, we need to pull off. So I always have some kind of breakfast, you know, just have something in the tummy.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, it just makes sense. Why starve
Absolutely.
Yourself?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and what I tell people, have a hard-boiled egg for breakfast. That's
I
great
like that.
Protein. You're not going to be hungry, you know, and
protein sustains you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, and then when you do have your holiday meal and so on, just eat until you're satisfied. Don't eat till you're stuffed because we know how we're going to feel with that, you know. It just the other thing, you know, eat in small portions. Instead of taking just a ton of mashed potatoes and some turkey, try everything. You know, try
a little bit
on your
of
table.
Everything. Yeah.
Yes, and try, just a little bit, you know. The other thing I tell people is to be careful with the alcoholic beverages. Now, I like a glass of wine just like everybody else.
Me too.
Yep, we've done that together.
Yes.
And, but, you know, maybe instead of the hard liquor, that can be 500 calories a drink.
Right.
Try light beer, a glass of wine, something like that, or a wine spritzer, you know. And then the other thing is make sure that you're drinking your water.
Water in between each
Absolutely.
Drink.
Absolutely.
Well, it was just water even just all day long.
Right.
And we're talking with Mary Knight, and Mary is the coordinator for Mettler University, also certified in cooking healthy cooking techniques through the Culinary Institute.
The CIA.
Of America.
I'm a CIA agent.
Wow. And, well, look at you go.
Aren't you impressed?
I am. don't mess around with Mary.
That's right.
And just an all-around good person, and somebody I've had the pleasure to get to know even better.
Yes. And her husband, Bruce, is awesome. Too.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh,
and your kids are awesome.
Oh, my
and
kids
do they
are
have
awesome.
To be so smart? No, my goodness gracious. So anyway, but yes, so we're talking about, you know, you gave us some great tips for healthy eating. How about some tips on how to lighten up some traditional snacks?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So for instance, let's say you have a recipe that calls for cream cheese. Instead of using cream cheese, you still want to use that, but use light cream cheese.
Okay.
Don't go non-fat, light cream cheese. And I will tell you, you will save around 296 calories.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Another one I want to tell you that you'll just die when I tell you this. Use light mayonnaise. Again, I don't really say you should use fat-free because you're going to lose some consistency there and so on. Use the lighter type. So light mayonnaise instead of regular mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shave more calories by blending a half a cup of light mayonnaise with a half a cup of fat-free sour cream. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to try to guess and see how many calories you're going to save of fat.
What are we mixing up here?
We're mixing up a half a cup of light mayonnaise with a half a cup of fat-free sour cream.
And for a dip, is this what this is? Okay.
Yeah. So how many calories do you think you'll cut?
800.
A little bit more.
Ooh. Really?
Really?
1,500?
Not quite. 1,058.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's
and
huge.
That's great.
136 grams of fat for every cup of regular mayonnaise that's called for.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That is awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So just use the light, not necessarily fat-free.
Not necessarily
fat-free.
Use
the light versions of your mayonnaise, of your sour cream, of
the mayonnaise,
of your cream cheese.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
The other thing that you can do is when a recipe calls for eggs, maybe use, if it calls for two eggs, use one egg and some egg beaters, or even substitute egg beaters because they're wonderful to cook with, you know. So
all right.
Now is that then without the yolk?
Yes.
I've never bought those. Are those
the
in
egg
a little
beaters?
Cartoner there?
Uh-huh.
Cartoner?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Of egg white.
A fourth of a cup of egg beaters is equal to one egg.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done the egg white stuff before. I always just go with that. I mean, you can pick and choose where you want to.
You can pick and choose. You know, and if, like I say, if your recipe calls for two eggs, use one egg and then use the other egg beater.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Again, these are just ways to lighten it up.
Absolutely.
So that there's not as many calories on the table.
That's right.
All right. That's interesting. What about, you've got a pumpkin pie dip?
A pumpkin pie dip. This is wonderful, and this is something that the kids can make. In fact, I have some Brownie Girl Scouts coming in tomorrow night to the Mettler Center. They're earning their cooking badge, and we're going to make pumpkin pie dip.
Oh, wow.
So I'll read the ingredients off real quick. A 15-ounce can of pumpkin. Pumpkin is great for you. It has that carotene and so on. Good for your eyes, things. 3/4 cup of brown sugar, or you could substitute Splenda. Now, a lot of people don't know that you can cook with Splenda, or you can do half and half. Mm-hmm. You can do half white sugar, half Splenda.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Splenda even has a brown sugar
that
you can use.
I didn't know that.
Yep. A teaspoon of vanilla, 1/8 teaspoon of cinnamon. Now, I like cinnamon, so I might put a little bit more in there. 1/8 of a teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice. 6 ounces of fat-free Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is wonderful. The consistency is very thick, so it's very good for dips and so on. It has lots of proteins in it. You can't go wrong with Greek yogurt. And then 8 ounces of Cool Whip.
Okay.
You're just going to mix that and chill it, and it'll make about 6 cups. And calories, a serving size, a half a cup, you can dip apples, ginger snaps, 102 calories, 0.1 grams of fat.
Really?
Yes.
Now, in for anybody listening, Mary's going to get me these recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Absolutely.
If you want them, all you have to do is email me and then I can forward it on to you. And my email is mary.lynn@sjbroadcasting.com.
That's right. Or just hit the myconnectfm.com website and you can click on any of us and get that email sent out. And
yeah,
we'll
get
those recipes.
All right. Well, let's We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mary has a great way to lighten up the seven-layer. Is that the dip or the...
Light seven-layer dip.
Okay, so a light seven-layer dip coming up. Also, Santa Claus is coming to the Mettler Center, and she'll tell us about that, too. 244 Connect FM.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and I'm here with Fiona today from a local Ford dealership, and Fiona told me she's desperate to have an honest conversation with me about brakes.
That's correct,
Mike. All right, let's begin.
Let's talk about the Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
Okay.
What that is we replace your pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums.
Mm-hmm.
All labor is included, and on top of it, we throw in a rebate.
I'm beginning to see where the word complete really has some meaning here.
That's right.
It's a Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. This is thorough, all-encompassing.
Let Ford-trained technicians take care of your brakes with Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. Installation is included, and you get a $40 rebate. $40. No appointment necessary and open Saturdays.
One price covers everything.
That's correct.
Not really, because that one price isn't really the one price because the rebate comes in. So it's really the price minus the price.
Even better.
It's better than complete.
It's better than complete.
It's mega complete.
See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions, rebate details, and hours through 11/30/11.
Hi, this is Habib Habib, CEO of Benefit Planning Consultants, reminding you to take a moment to enroll in your Flex Plan during your benefit open enrollment period this year. In less time than it takes to clip 1 week's worth of Sunday coupons, you can start keeping more of your hard-earned cash by signing up for Flex. Flex allows you to set aside a portion of your earnings to help pay for your family's out-of-pocket expenses such as daycare, doctor's visits, braces, glasses, prescription medication, co-pays, deductibles, and many other eligible expenses. And since the money you set aside for Flex is tax-free, you can put more money in your family's pocket for other essentials such as clothing, tuition, and holidays. So review your benefit enrollment materials and contact your HR representative to enroll in your Flex plan today. It's your money. Save the tax and keep more of it. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. We at Benefit Planning Consultants are thankful for the honor of serving you for over 30 years for Flex, 401k, COBRA, and other group benefit needs.
A station that talks about what matters to you, not just politics. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
Now you have a choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is 2:47. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Doozy.
We got Mary Knight from the Mettler Center here.
And Mary, I'm Mary Knight.
Yes. And Mary Knight is joining
awesome.
Us. And Mary teaches healthy cooking at the Mettler Center, and she's teaching us a thing or two about healthy as we get ready to have our Thanksgiving feast, which is just around the corner here. And Mary's been sharing some recipes on how to lighten up some of the some treats for Thanksgiving. And again, if you want those recipes, you know, Mary's just kind of rattling them off for us here so that you can kind of hear what it is. But if you want the exact recipe, all you have to do is reach out to us through our website, myconnectfm.com. So
Absolutely.
We talked about this pumpkin pie dip, which
yes.
sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've got a seven-layer dip that's really light.
It's just the lightening up that usual seven-layer dip that we have with the refried mm-hmm. green, sour cream, and so on. Mm. So what you want to do is make a guacamole. Guacamole dip is wonderful. The avocados have the good fat. And the thing that we want to remember is that we don't want to eliminate all fat from our diet. We still need to have some of that good fat, and one of those ways is through avocado. So you're going to make your guacamole. You can make your favorite guacamole, very simple, avocado, lime juice, cilantro, salsa.
Okay.
And you'll put that aside and so on. Then what you want to make a dip. And we're actually going to use a fat-free sour cream because it is a dip, and fat-free sour cream is going to be okay in your dip and so on. And you're going to add a packet of taco seasoning mix to that sour cream. And then basically you're just going to start layering.
Mm-hmm.
You'll put the fat-free or vegetarian refried beans on the bottom. You'll put your fat-free sour cream with the taco seasoning on top of that. Tomatoes, can't go wrong with tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Green onions. Then you're going to take your guacamole, put your guacamole on there. And actually, you can layer this any way you want, really. There isn't any certain way you want to do that. You're going to take 2 cups of shredded, reduced-fat Mexican-style cheese or Jack and cheddar or something like that, and some black olives. And You can serve that with some reduced fat crackers, or better yet, make your own. Get some tortillas, cut them up, spray them with some canola oil spray, and bake them in the oven for a few minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then there you go.
There you go. And so, per serving, the dip is 85 calories. That's all it is.
Really? And how much is the serving? Is it like a tablespoon?
Probably about, you know, a third of a cup, something like that, you know. And only 4.4 grams of fat.
Wow.
So you're going to have a little bit, you're not going to stand at the buffet table and keep dipping.
Right.
You're going to keep moving along, you know.
I love doing that.
I know. You always do find the people who just hang out there right at the dip.
Uh-huh. That's right. Well, and a good tip, too, for the holiday parties coming up, always make sure that you don't go to the party hungry. Make sure that you have, one good thing is to even have a little bit of cottage cheese. That's a great way, because that's a good protein, and it's going to make you feel full anyway. A little bit of fruits and veggies, anything like that, you know, but make sure that you don't go to that party starving.
Okay, very good advice. And Mary, we'll have you back next month as we get closer to Christmas.
Love it.
Oh, cool.
Love
but want to thank you so much for coming in. And speaking of Christmas, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. We're having breakfast with Santa at the Mettler Center on Saturday, December 3rd at 9:30. And we'll be having breakfast and lots of little crafts and movies for the kids to watch. And best of all, Santa will be there, and they'll get to sit on his lap and get a picture and all kinds of neat things.
Do you have to be a member of the Mettler Center to go?
You don't have to be a member at the Mettler Center. It's and children 2 and under are free.
Okay. And that's, again, 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock?
9:30 on December 3rd.
Okay.
And if you're going to the basketball game, you'll be done in time.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary Lynn.
93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM.